Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got my special guest, Patty Wilson, with me today. She's turning into a regular real quick.
Yay!
Hey, Patty, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Very good. Very good. So, hey, we're just so excited that you guys joined us today on the program. It's Pastor Kevin and friends. And, Patty, we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing ministry together off and on for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
We've done radio together. We've done all kinds of things. And I know we share this, but somebody may be listening that just, what's the tie-in? Where did Patty come from? You know, and you've just come from a beautiful history of church and us doing life together, and mm-hmm. it's been just amazing hanging out with you all these years.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. You're always so encouraging, and you're just fun to be around. You're uplifting, which really is going to tie into what we're talking about today.
Sure, yeah.
Getting, you know, we're going to talk about having a positive attitude.
What?
And you always have a positive attitude. Always.
Thank you.
Over the past 30 years, I don't know that I've ever seen you with a negative. May have been things you weren't happy with,
sure,
but you always are an encourager, and you always have a positive attitude.
If only my wife could say
the
same.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it is, it's the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that's all. It's knowing that, you know, God is with us, He's for us, and I think that there's a lot of people out there, you may have a bad attitude today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've had a bad attitude all week, or I like that scene in The Chosen when he comes to the well. And he looks down at the guy and he's like, Shalom, you know, and he says, who, me?
Yeah.
You know, he's the crippled at the pool of Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, who, me? And he says, yeah, you. He says, you know, do you want to be healed? And he says, will you take me to the water? And he's like, no, I'm not going to take you to the water. Jesus was like, I'm more than enough. You don't need the water. But he looked at him and he said, you know, I'm really having a bad day. And Jesus said, you've been having a bad day for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe there's some people out there that, you know, your attitude has just maybe gotten sour. You've had life happen to you. You've had circumstances and situations in your life that have come against you. And Patty, I think today would be a good day to encourage everybody that's listening about how they can, you know, have an attitude of gratitude, how they can have a positive attitude, because I always say this, happiness is a choice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it is. And, you know, the more you dwell on those things that are those situations and circumstances in your life, the worse your attitude is going to get.
Oh, yeah.
And you're kind of stuck there. And I was reading this morning and last night kind of about heavy heart. You know, and there's actually, when you stay in that place of a bad attitude long enough, you can actually open the door to what's called a spirit of heaviness will come upon you.
Yeah.
And you can't think positive. You're just so bound up in the negative and what's going on and what's wrong and woe is me, kind of like that whole Eeyore syndrome that you can get stuck in. And so we have to learn.
Become a negative Nancy.
Yes.
If your name's Nancy. I'm sorry. That's what they call them nowadays.
Yeah.
Negative Nelly.
Mm-hmm. But God has a lot to say about how we can get out of that.
Absolutely.
And that's through having a positive attitude. If you change your stinking thinking,
ooh,
you turn those
like
situations around just by how you think, just by taking the right actions, you can bring yourself out of that.
So what you're telling me is that there is a prescription in the Word of God for our attitude and how we can live our lives and go about doing, you know, good and
mm-hmm.
enjoying our lives. You know, I think some people wake up excited to face the day, and while that happens to some people, others are pulling the covers over their heads and they're, You know, your attitude towards your life is everything, guys. Mm-hmm. And how you choose to be perceived and perceive things and process that is important. So, you know, if you have a positive attitude, you'll do better work. You'll have, you know, stronger relationships with your friends and your family. I believe you'll even get sick less.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, because we're all unique people, but if we can learn to bring our attitudes and our mindset into adjustment to what the Word of God says about us, I think we can just see powerful release of the wisdom of God, the power of God, and we can see breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think our attitude has a lot to do with what we're experiencing out of our life in each and every day. So.
Exactly. You know, your attitude can, and I know this as a wife, as a mother especially, if you're in a bad mood, then that's going to affect the entire household that day.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it'll affect your relationships. It can affect your job. It changes the atmosphere if you come in the room with a bad attitude or a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And you can turn, even if you see somebody else come in the room who's got a really bad attitude, you can turn that around. You can change the atmosphere by being positive. They may not like it, but the more you are persistent and you stick with it, they're finally going to give in and say, okay, because they're going to see their stinking thinking. They're going to see their attitude. They're going to begin to hear what's coming out of their mouth when you refuse to go there with them. Because you see, somebody's attitude, your attitude can actually take somebody along with you. And I was thinking a couple years ago, I was really having a tough time with my husband, and not like it doesn't happen a lot, but
oh, sure.
There are times when it's just really so bad, and it was our anniversary coming up. It was right after Christmas, so it was like the 29th of December, and I still hadn't bought him anything, gotten him a gift or done anything, and I sat there, and I thought about it, and thought about it, and I thought, you know, I don't want to get him anything. You know, I just don't even want to be around him, let alone, and all these negative thoughts were bombarding my mind.
Sure.
Well, he's this, and he's that, and he's never this. And
the enemy loves those opportunities, doesn't he? He'll take you for a ride if you'll let him on attitudes.
Major pity party. And so I sat down, I thought, okay, Lord, what do I get him? What can I get him? And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, I want you to sit down, and he said, I want you to make out a list. And he said, on one side, I want you to put the positive. On the other side, I want you to write the negative about my husband. He said, but I want you to start with the positive first. And I thought, okay. So I sat there and I thought about it, and I started to write out all the positives. And I was amazed at how many positives I had.
Right.
I had a whole list of positives.
Yeah, he does this. He's good at that.
He's a good provider. He's a good dad.
Absolutely.
You know, all these different things. And then it was like, okay, now the negative. And I was so blessed by the time I was done with the positives that I literally couldn't think of a negative thing to put on that list.
Wow.
And nobody was more shocked than I was at the results of that. But just by focusing on the positive, it changed everything. And all of the stuff we'd been dealing with for at least a month just dissipated. But what changed was me. My attitude towards him changed by focusing on the positive and not the negative things going on. And that was a lesson.
Yeah, I think gratitude is a big key to that. You know, we forget what we're actually thankful for many times in our life, because mm-hmm. positive individuals can give thanks for everything that they have, you know, and you know, even things you don't have.
Right.
I mean, I can find things that I'm thankful that I don't have in my life, but people who focus on what's missing from their lives, they're the glass half empty people. They end up feeling frustrated, and they become jealous and things like that. But an upbeat attitude, which I try to maintain in my life, mm-hmm. you know, it helps me see things from a totally different perspective. You know, looking at how far I've come in my life. Look at all the different things God has done for me. Look at how much change has happened in my life since I was 18 years old
mm-hmm.
to being, you know, as old as I am. We're not going to say, but I'm getting up there. Okay, but God has done so many things, and I just need to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're grateful, then we can have a positive attitude towards what we're looking at. But, you know, if we look at all the negatives and how far I still have to go, I could look at my life and go, I haven't arrived yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I could look at my life and go, look how far I've come.
Exactly.
And it's all about how you choose to pick up the perspective of what God's doing through your life.
And exactly.
You gotta keep positive.
You have to stay positive. Look at, I'm going to read Philippians 4 and verse 6. I'm going to start there.
One.
Yeah. And it's, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, which you were just talking about, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to talk about what we should focus on, not focus on woe is me and this has happened to me. Like you said, you just rehearse past victories. That's one way to stay positive. Focus on what God has already done.
Sure.
And when you do, your faith builds. You encourage yourself that, well, if he did it then, he's going to do it again. I might be going through this now, but I'm going through, which is key. You know, even this too shall pass.
Right. That old
saying,
I love that. Yeah.
This shall pass. We're going through this. If God did it then, he's going to do it again. And as you speak to yourself and rehearse those past victories and do what it says here, be anxious for nothing, but through everything, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you that you've got this situation in your hands. You did it in the past. You're going to do it again. Lord, I'm so grateful you're in control.
You know, I think sometimes we have to just learn to live in the moment too. Mm. You know, we got to be able to take what happened yesterday, what happened last year, what happened when I was a kid. I mean, you've got people that have been through abuse. You've got people who've had horrible circumstances and situations in their life. And I would say to you, forgetting those things which are behind, look forward. Look to the future. Live in this moment and forward. And what do you have? You got a scripture you want to share?
Yeah,
go ahead,
exactly.
Jump it out
just
there. The one I was
sharing.
About to quote, right? That's all
Isaiah,
right, we're tracking.
That's it. Isaiah 43 and verse 18 says, do not remember the former things, the past, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Will I even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert? And it goes on. And you see, he's saying, forget the past. We have to forget the past so that we can move forward. If you're constantly looking backwards, you're going to keep tripping over your feet. You're going to
And you're going to be negative because you're only looking at what happened to me. You know, I think holding on to past hurts and disappointments can actually keep anybody from moving forward in your life. It paralyzes you.
It does.
I don't know if you've ever been paralyzed, but you ever hit your arm on the table or something and your whole hand just stops working for a second?
Uh-huh.
You know, when you hit your funny bone or whatever they call that thing, it hurts, but it's like your hand becomes paralyzed. Or you ever been in a cramp, you know, in your leg, and your leg just knots up and you're just like, it's paralyzed. Mm-hmm. You can't move. You're stuck and you're like, ah. Well, that's what past hurts can do to you. You know, a positive person has the ability to let go of that.
Yes.
You've got to be ready to let go of your past and begin to move forward in all that God has for you. And that's just life.
Exactly.
And I believe that that's what the grace of God is for. I believe that God isn't looking at your past, Patty.
Thank you,
Lord. He's not looking at my past. Mm-hmm. He's not looking at anybody that's listening out there. He's not looking at your past. He's looking at your present. What are you going to do with him today?
Because
you can't bring tomorrow back.
That's right.
So
let's
press forward towards that mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then let's make our future a future of, you know, positive, you know, just fellowship with God.
Exactly. And, you know, on that note, too, I'm going to say that if you're trying to move forward and walk away from your past, but you're hanging out with somebody who keeps reminding you of your past, who
keeps throwing that at you,
you know, you may have to separate from that person for a while. I know when I first got saved, you know, I went out on Thursday night. It was girls' night. So I always went out with my girlfriend, and we hit the bar every Thursday night, and we would dance the night away and get drunk. And we did that for many years.
Yeah.
That one night a week. Well, after I got saved, I didn't want to live that lifestyle anymore. Sure. I didn't want to go out and get drunk anymore. But every time this person came around, you know, and the phone calls would come, come on, it's Thursday night, come on. Just have one, you can go and just have one drink. Right, or you don't have to drink at all. Well, you know, you get back out into that atmosphere and back in that bar, and you can have a mindset
of, well, I'm
not going to drink tonight. Next thing you know, you're barely walking through the door.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so there was, I remember waking up one morning, and I heard the Lord say, as soon as I woke up, I'm going to take this person out of your life for a season. And I was like, what? And he's like, no, I'm going to have to take this person out of your life for a season. I remember sitting straight up in bed crying, Lord, no. It's the only friend I've got left. You know, you can't take her away, because if I don't have her, I don't have anybody. And I remember wrestling with God, and finally I said, okay, God, if that's what needs to happen, I trust you. And sure enough, if the next thing you know, she didn't come in, and they were literally moving to another state.
Wow.
I could not believe it. I was crushed, but at the same time, I had peace, and I knew it was a God thing, because he was trying to do a work in my life. And as long as we were together, because there were years of our partying and hanging out and stuff. Sure. So that had to happen. And I think it was about 5 years later, God brought her back into my life.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. And then I was able to witness to her and minister to her. And by then she was even free, not drinking or anything anymore. So it was pretty cool. But, you know, I know that's a hard place, but there may be many of you out there listening today, and God is saying, you know, you need to stop hanging out with this person, because this is where your negative attitude is coming from.
It could be. You know, we've got to be willing to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. I always say to people, if you're doing the same thing, expecting different results, you know, you're
nothing's
it's
gonna
not
happen.
Really going to happen. Mm-hmm. But if you'll tweak, if you'll allow the Lord to show you and give you direction in your life, you'll see things like that. Because I think that when we're really trying to live our lives in a positive manner, I think one of the biggest things that the enemy is going to bring against us, Patty, is the little small things.
Mm-hmm.
Those little issues, the this take up every bit of your moments. And it can be a constant barrage of little things. And I think sometimes we got to pick our battles.
Exactly.
And in order to stay positive, I've got to let some things go. I think we can find ourselves, you know, being spoiled, I guess. Not spoiled from a sense of I have too many nice things, but spoiled from just our attitude can
get
rotten.
Being allowed to stay there,
it can just get rotten because we let every little thing bother us. We let every little thing just wear us out. I think a lot of times when I road rage or freak out, it's really not the person in front of me. It's everything before I got in the car that was wearing me out and being an issue for me, coming against me in that moment, and they're just the scapegoat for me to have a bad attitude.
Place. Yeah,
it's like, I want to have a bad attitude right now, so I'm going to yell at you because nobody else is in the car, and I can get away with it.
Exactly, you know? Been there, done
so,
that.
So, yeah, but, you know, it's a powerful thing, and you know, we've got to recognize and realize that instead of complaining about our jobs or about people around us and everything that we're focusing on that's negative, let's improve.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change our attitude and make it an attitude of gratitude, as the Lord would have us to think on whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. You know, if we can begin to think on those things, it will actually shift our attitude and give us that positive attitude that we really want to have.
Yeah, we
do. Nobody really, I don't know. I think maybe some people do like to be negative, but I would hope that everybody would want to live their life with joy.
And yes.
With happiness and peace.
Yeah. A merry heart does good like a medicine is what the word says in Proverbs 15.
Nice.
And so a merry heart does good like a medicine. That tells us too that your attitude affects your physical body, right? Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And in Proverbs 17:22, Proverbs 12:25, there's a lot of scriptures that talk about a merry heart and the effects of that on us. So those are some things that we can do to change our attitude.
Sure.
Put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness for the planting of the Lord. Isaiah 61, you know, put on the garment of praise.
Yeah,
if
for
you
sure.
Put, I have, there are many times when I'm struggling with something and I can't get myself out, and I'll just hear the Lord say, put on a garment of praise. And if you hit that music, next thing you know, you're up dancing around the room and you're worshiping, and all of that heaviness just lifts off of you.
Yeah.
Changes the atmosphere you're sitting in, changes the atmosphere in your home, and
so
people
good.
See it and sense it on you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, some people just need to laugh.
Yes.
Some of you guys haven't laughed in a while. Mm. You haven't just experienced a moment of joy, and I believe that seeing the humor in life sometimes can be important. I always look at people sometimes when everything's coming against me.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like the devil's trying to bury me. And I go, well, you can laugh or you can cry.
Right?
I'm going to laugh. And
Amen.
Just go, he obviously is after me because I am, you know, doing something amazing for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to look at that and just go, all right, every little thing that seems to be bothering me, I'm just going to laugh it off. And I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to quote scriptures. I'm going to pray. I'm going to release people from things that they seem to be mm-hmm. doing to me that really many times I'm just kind of putting that there. So guys, I just want to encourage you. I hope you are enjoying the program today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, we're back. Once again, we want to say thanks so much to everybody who sponsors Turn the Light On. If you're interested in being a sponsor on the program, we'd love to have a little support. You could get in touch with us at the church office at 321-452-1012. And we have been talking today, Patty, about a positive attitude and just being the joy of the Lord and having wisdom and recognizing the enemy's strategies and schemes. What would be just a final thing for you to just share with everybody that would just be life-changing today?
All right. Well, I'm going to go over real quick the characteristics of a positive attitude. We've already talked about them, but I want to just put out there again a time and a place for everything. Positive people don't fight every battle. You learn to let go issues. Yeah. And we talked about that. Be grateful. Kevin really hit on being grateful. That changes your attitude.
Sure.
Live in the moment. Don't hold on to the past. You have to let go of the past in order to move forward with a positive attitude. Learn to laugh. Take time to laugh. Surround yourself with positive people. And then relax. Rest in the storm. Rest in whatever. We read this scripture about casting all of your cares on the Lord and being anxious for nothing but everything through prayer and supplication.
Yep.
Give it to God and let it go. Don't hang on to it and allow it to build in your life.
Relax can also mean, like, you know what? Take some worship music. Put it on.
Yes, absolutely.
Just put everything out of mind for a second. Focus on the Lord and come to Him and go, God, this is a really tough day. I need a little bit of a moment with you, and I want to see my attitude be your attitude, and then just come in and worship Him and just tell Him everything that He means to you. And in doing that, you'll re-recognize that you are a child of the King.
Amen.
And that everything that you need, that you can seek first the kingdom of God, and then the rest of it will be added in your life. It will be life-changing for you if you can actually keep that attitude of gratitude and always know that God is with us in everything that we do, in every situation we experience. He's not unaware of what you're going through today. He is with you. He said He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Behold, I'm with you always till the end. And God is going to bring you to a place of an entirely new attitude if you will press into Him and allow Him to do that. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. Patty, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's great stuff, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m., We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.